I've been asking the Lord about some knotty and current problems just recently, and the one that came really to the surface was about the whole issue of gay Christians, how he saw it, how our response should be, what was the root of it all. And as is always the case, it wasn't at all what I expected. Virtually what he said to me was, lifestyle choice has nothing to do with salvation. If they're born again, they still have free will about how they live their lives. So salvation is not the issue. They're not going to lose it by their lifestyle, by not living what we would call a pure life. But what he showed me even more than that was, it's all about where your heart is. When you boil it right down, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my words, you'll do what I say. But conversely, of course, if the heart is cold towards him, if the affections are not set on things above, but are set on the earth below, the fruit of it will be sexual aberrations and uncleanness of all kinds. But sin is dealt with. Majorly, he said to me, sin is dealt with. And it's dealt with for the whole world, for anyone who will believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And that really brought my heart to a place of rest. I don't have to have, quotes, a position on the gay issue, on homosexuality or lesbianism. What I need to do is to show them how God sees them. He does not condemn them. He doesn't condone what they're doing, but he loves them. Unreservedly loves them. And if they are in the kingdom, they are his children. If they are outside it, they're potentially his children. So my job always is just to move in the royal law of love without condemnation or judgment and allow the Holy Spirit to do his work in their lives. Wouldn't that stop a lot of arguments and fist shaking against the more militant among us? If we learnt the royal law of love and learnt to see things from God's perspective. And he says, sweetheart, it really isn't important. What is important is that they are eternally secure, that they have salvation. That is what is important. Doesn't that bring your heart to a place of rest? It does for me.